So what we're going to be talking about today is a loadout for under $3,000. Now, I recently did a video, Candy Bolt a Rifle, $4,000, and the premise was, no, you can't, because there's a lot of support gear that goes into that whole concept of a rifle. Now, it kind of depends on what the rifle's for, but the prevailing reason people are buying rifles, at least in 2020, was not sporting, not hunting, not competition shooting. It was for something very different. And the main reason people are still buying AR-15 style rifles in 2021 is for the same reasons. Even though the NRA and other people like to constantly push sporting and hunting and conservation and wildlife and Bambi, people are not buying AR-15s for those reasons. They're buying something for them for much more sinister reasons, much more unfortunate reasons. And hopefully enough of these can be in circulation that they will be nigh impossible to ban in the future. Which is one reason here at T-Rex Arms, we make it a high priority to proliferate types of equipment in such a way that they will be common use, as the term, the legal term is, where they cannot be banned in the future, such as body armor and night vision and, you know, other things of that nature. Which they have been on the chopping block on a few different places already, so we have to be vigilant and keep working on that. So, for the rifle, we have a product that is coming out next week, a product of sorts. It's an interesting one. It's a little bit different. It was an idea that procurement, the CFO, and Kyle from CS had one day. They called me in. They said, what do you think of this idea? They started to present it to me in such a way that I think they weren't sure what I was going to think about it. Great idea, as soon as I got the gist of it. And basically what the concept is we take all of the essential pieces of equipment that we like to put on a rifle. You know, sling, rifle light, we like the Radian charging handle for a variety of reasons, and a few other components. And we combine all of that into a kit. Now, here's the really fun part with this. Some of you all who work in the retail space are familiar with a term called MAP, minimized advertised price. When you go and sell a product from a company, be it Surefire, a piece of food, rain, or, you know, maybe not rain, but a bunch of different products out there. Oftentimes, the product is going to have what is called MAP. It's going to have a minimum advertised price. And what this does is this helps kind of control all of the retailers you're trying to deal with, you know, as the distributor, not underselling and getting into a price gouging war, just like a price war, right? So everyone ends up selling the product for $280 until someone gets onto Amazon and decides to sell it for $240. They buy it for $230. They literally make no money because they're really bad at numbers and overhead and admin. And they basically just undersell everyone else who's actually like running a legitimate business. So what we've done is we've taken a collection of product. We've put it together. And because this is now one big thing, right? Kind of like a CDO or something. Now this is one big thing. It's a new thing. We can put a new price on it. That is not a collective map off of all of these products. So what this is a bunch of grade A stuff that saves you $100. So you get a Surefire light, you get a Radian charging handle, you get the T-Rex sling, you get two, watch this go through it. Because I can't, off the top of my head, I can't remember what all it comes with. So Surefire, M600, so that's like $290 or whatever. A Radian charging handle, which can be a nice little upgrade from a standard, especially when you start, you know, doing malfunction clearing, all that good stuff. Two BCM QD swivels, T-Rex sling, the BCM QD rear plate, because most budget rifles out there don't come with QD rear plates, and I personally really like running the sling back here. It gives me a little bit more options. If I do run it at the stock, I can. So I get that to go with the sling. A momentary pressure pad, which is the Surefire pressure cap on the Surefire is, in my opinion, there's a lot that could, you know, be done to improve it. So we're including the Arisaka rear cap, which is momentary only. You can also run the Surefire if you want, which is a push for constant, if you so desire. M-Lock, these are all M-Lock kits, by the way. M-Lock QD sling adapter. And then it looks like I am missing a product. That's a spare. I am missing a T-Rex Arms light bar, which would normally be in here. So then that gives you the ability to push the light further out on the gun, like I've done on this rifle. So you are squared away with grade A parts, grade A components, grade A sling, grade A charging handle, all that good stuff, and it saves you $100. So for those of you that like to complain about how expensive this stuff is, we're literally trying to make a way to save you all money on the good good. Because yeah, there are cheaper items out there, there's cheaper stuff. You could just run a mil-spec charging handle, like they work, I'm down for that. But we're giving you a way to save some money. Now, This deal is only available to people on the newsletter. And the newsletter is going out unless something crazy happens and all of our servers get fried or, you know, some Instagram style like situation. This is going out next week. So if you were on the newsletter, you're going to get a special newsletter with a button that adds it all to cart with the reduced price. And then you go and you click on that. This is while supplies last. We have a bunch of these items. But as soon as this deal is gone, it's gone until future date. We, you know, bring something to mark, you know, whatever. But that's another conversation. So going to the whole like budget conversation, what's important to us is creating ways to save you guys money so that your money goes further. Whether that is, you know, nylon or rifle accessories, you know, all that good stuff. So newsletter subscribers on T-Rex, you know, look out for this next week. Very dandy and it's super cool. I do have my phone here, one of my phones here. I have to open up a new, we have another thing here. Videos, it says video is private. Let me pull this up. No, we're good. We're good. Yeah, I got it now. Sweet. So what happened to my face? Yeah, real fast. I'm not going to say this again. You guys can fill in the questions if you want in the comments. 37 millimeter flashbang grenade detonated about 2 inches from the muzzle as it left the weapon. Concussion and whatnot occurred. It was a lot worse, but thankfully my eye was preserved thanks to having iPro, Wear iPro, and I already talked about this on Instagram, so no more asking. So let's get that out of the way. Price, it is $490. So it's right under $500. Normally it would be $590 if you added everything all together. So saving you $100. So moving into the rifle build, what I have here, because I want to go through the loadout right now. I want to show you all what I can do for under $3,000. That is a nice little loadout. So this is a Ballistic Advantage upper on this rifle. I know that the lighting right now, you guys are going to complain and be like, oh, it's a black rifle against black lockers. And, yeah, I understand. We're also, you know, janking with the YouTube algorithm and their systems. But, you know, unintentionally, of course, YouTube. But this is a Ballistic Advantage upper. They're like $400, $400 to $450, something like that. This is a 10.5 inch. They normally have an A2 birdcage. This does have a War Comp closed time. I wouldn't mind if it had an A2, so we'll disregard that for now. But you have a $450 upper with a standard polymer handguard, Magpul handguard, you know, whatever it is. I like free float. I like having a rail that's a little bit nicer. I don't mind running standard. I mean, that's what I used for that $1,000 video. But this is a Centurion Arms. I can't remember the name for it. It's got some fancy name. But basically what this does is gives you a free float rail. And it also extends past the FSP, which is very dandy. Gives me sling points on the front and the rear. And it gives me M-Lock and Picatinny on the top. I really like these. We're going to be using these a lot this year. Just picked some up and was like, man, this is great. So the rail's $300, the upper's $450. So we have a $750 upper that is free float and M-Lock. Not bad. The lower is a completed Aero lower, which is a 225, if my memory serves me correctly. So we're right at $1,000 for the gun with a free float M-Lock rail, I might add. Really nice. Aero lower, Ballistic Advantage upper, more or less an Aero upper at the same time. And then I take my $490 upgrade kit so I can set up my sling, have a good weapon light on it. So now we're at $1,400. It's like $1,480 or something like that. Optic. The Aimpoint Pro really ticks some of the poverty pony crowd off because it is still $440. But as far as grade A optics goes, this is a budget optic. This is cheaper than an EOTech. This is cheaper than an Aimpoint T1. This is cheaper than a T2. This is also cheaper than the new Aimpoint. It's like $800 or $900. The new one with the windage turrets and everything. We've got one coming in. I kind of want to play with one. This is $445, but it gives you Aimpoint capability, Aimpoint reliability, Aimpoint durability, Aimpoint, all that good stuff. Now, if you want to save a little bit of coin, you can go and buy a used M68 for like, I think it's around $300, depending on a salty one. So you could go get an Aimpoint used, military issue, fell off a truck, all that good stuff, for a little bit cheaper than an Aimpoint Pro new out of the box. So I've got that on here. So the whole gun all said and done right now with a good optic, a good weapon light, a good rail, ready to accept lasers and M-Lock and all this great stuff. And I've got a good sling on it. We're looking at $1,800 right there. But we can't stop there. We can't stop with just the gun at $1,800. We have to, if the gun is, you know, to be used for any other purposes outside of just blinking on the range with a mag in my back pocket, I'm going to need some other stuff. So $1,800 gun for, you know, let's just say for sake of argument. I highly recommend before getting into body armor, before getting a plate carrier, before buying an AC-1, before buying Spirit is Carrier, a Cry JPC, a Eagle, a fake airsoft piece of crap that's super highly reflective under night vision or whatever, I highly recommend you get a chest rig. Now, there's a lot of chest rig options on the market. There are not a lot of chest rigs on the market that have chasm buckles, swift clip sizing and specs. We'll get into that here in a little bit and why that's important or potentially important. But this chest rig right here from Mayflower, we've been using these for a bit now. We have an upgrade, and I will be leaking this as well in this video, because that's also coming out next week unless something horrible happens. I mean, anything's possible, right? You know, the whole shop could burn down and then all of my leaks are in vain. So anything's possible. But we created a little something for this chest rig and for chest rigs in general that just makes them, in our opinion, and in my opinion, having used chest rigs for like 5 or 6 years, makes them quite a bit more usable, quite a bit more stable, and also a little easier to use on plate carriers and stuff like that. So the chest rig for $220. You can also buy these used on eBay a little bit cheaper if you go there. It's like 180 or so. I now have a chest rig that gives me the capability of carrying 4 rifle magazines, 4 Stanag magazines to complement my rifle over here. So I'm right at $2,000. Gun and a good chest rig. I can hold 4 magazines. I can hold water. I can hold a medical kit. I can hold flashlight, multi-tool, balaclava, maps, batteries. I have an admin pocket here for even more maps, bigger maps. I've got all sorts of stuff built into this chest rigs. And I'm a big fan of standalone chest rigs. I've ridden the train of modular and, you know, flaps and pouches and things you put together. And I'm kind of done with that. Like, I like having, you know, one setup like this that I know is always going to be the same. It can be sewn tighter together. I'm not relying on a bunch of Velcro and zippers and stuff that's holding it all together. It's hard sewn together. Triple stitching, bar tack, and all that good stuff as far as durability goes. If I need to have a smaller rig, then I will just have another dedicated smaller rig. You know, a ready rig to go in a backpack. A big chest rig with tons of GP pouches for other stuff. We're going out into the woods tonight to film some stuff. I'm just going to be running this and then my pack on the back. That's all I'm going to be using. So versus trying to have one rig you can like customize and like build out and get all weird with, I'm just leaning towards, and maybe this is my FUD side coming out, just one and done standalone rigs. And in the future, we might see some T-Rex Arms action as far as some of the standalone goes. So the chest rig, $220, all the medical that goes with it, another $150 or so. The magazines, the ammunition, that's another like, I don't know, $100 or so. All the support equipment, multi-tool, flashlight, you know, other little crap. The stuff you may already have around the house, you know, a pair of scissors instead of medical shears. You get the kitchen scissors, shove those in there, you know, an oven mitt instead of a glove. So you just got this action out there on the gun. Just kidding. Don't do that. But you can go farm some stuff around your house without buying all new stuff, most likely. So we're looking at $500 for this whole rig right here, all kitted out with everything that's got going on. Communications can add a whole nother level of money. And then you can obviously upgrade super fancy flashlight, you know, super fancy multi-tool, one of a kind, you know, Northwest Bladeworks knife that's like $1,000. Like, yeah, you can make this really expensive. But let's just say $500 for this, we're done. Armor. Very cheap to get into having good plates. So this is our AC1 carrier, which you all are probably fairly familiar with. It's had a long history of a maliciousness, a cunning, a wit, backstabs, lawsuits, the border, Mexico, Sicarios. It's had a pretty fun history the past year. Some of you all know what I'm talking about. But this is basically a minimalist slick plate carrier. It's not trying to be a carrier. I do not recommend you try to build this carrier out to hold, you know, 20 rifle magazines, breaching charges, 2 radios, all your water, a 3-day mission pack. No, this is the carrier. It's not for that. This is a minimalist plate carrier that you can wear in a concealed fashion. You can also build it out with a little bit of kit, a little bit of gear. This chest rig on this plate carrier is about as much as I will go. If I wanted to have even more gear, I would go to a Cry AVS or CPC, something like that that's load-bearing, has all the structured stuff built into it, all that good stuff. But this carrier, the way it sits right now, it's $190. I do have a flag patch, disregard that. Another one on the back. And I can put L210s in here for $360, $50. A set of our foam backers, and right at $590, I have rifle plates, hard plates that I can wear concealed. I can wear overt. I can, you know, kind of do whatever I want with. So $500 here, $590 here-ish, $1,000, $2,000-ish dollar, or this is an $1,800 rifle. This is my loadout. You're not going to be able to see it very well. my loadout for under $3,000. And this is what I've been using for a video that we were filming last night on budget night vision, where I'm basically running, I'm running the exact same setup, this plate carrier and this chest rig right here. I have a different rifle, budget night vision rifle. Again, budget night vision rifle. But this right here, what I really like about this loadout right here, this is my favorite setup right now. I've got all the micro rigs on the market. I've got all sorts of other chest rigs, but this right here is my favorite. And the reason why is I have a lot of options going on here. I can wear the chest rig on its own. I can put this in a backpack much more easily than I can put my plate carrier. I can wear my plate carrier on its own as a minimalist rig. I can quickly throw my chest rig on top of my plate carrier with the straps just simply going over the carrier. I will need to loosen it a little bit, but I can, if I need to, just throw the chest rig on top of the plate carrier. You know, first line, second line, you know, all that good stuff. Check the chest rig and then just have the armor. Check the armor, you know, keep the chest rig in my backpack, have my armor on under my shirt. I have a lot of options with this. I'm not restricted like a little mini placard might be, or, you know, a larger plate carrier like an AVS. Well, an AVS can't go low vis if you all of a sudden have to go low vis, or you have to put it in a backpack or in a smaller bag or a duffel. Like, it's a huge plate carrier. I've got one down there. But this gives me a lot of options. If I can only own one plate carrier, I can only own one chest rig, it's all I can afford, this is basically what I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy. I'll worry about having all the different, more intricate pieces of gear like a ready rig and, you know, all this other stuff. I'll get all that later. But I want to show you guys, if you want to optimize this chest rig to this plate carrier, well, actually, no, we need to talk about this thing first. But first, let me talk about the sponsor for this video. I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that. The sponsor of this video is actually you guys. And we're going to go to questions, just basically like sponsors. Oh, geez. Everyone wants to talk about my face. Yeah, it was a flashbang. No, geez. It's on Instagram. Go to Instagram. You can read about it there. Funny, I have more than that in ammo. Yeah, ammo definitely jacks up the price. Add a laser to the gun, $1,400, $1,500. So boom, $4,500. Suppressor, $700 to $1,000. Boom. Yeah, this stuff gets expensive pretty quick. So, Chonky Boys, extremely good plates. I don't know what you're talking about, but sure. It was an Olight. Yeah, I think Olight tried to off me is what it was. I'm kidding. Okay. Some people in here take everything I say literal, even the sarcasm and the jokes. Large AC ones, they are coming. I think some may have just arrived. I'm not sure. I think we may have stocked some last week. Arid, I think, was the colorway. Those are coming in. Larges, other colors, smalls. We have mediums still in stock, but yes, the larges are still inbound. The smalls as well. Knight's Armament. I have a Knight's Armament upper on the way. Finally, after years. Traded my Schmidt and Bender scope for it, which I don't know if that was, I may have been out a little bit of money, but whatever. So I do have a Knight's Armament upper coming. I'm planning a video. We'll see when it happens, but I really want to film a video. It's an 11 and a half or 10 and a half, whatever their short one is. Knights versus LMT versus, what's another fancy gun that I have? A BCM versus another big name brand. Versus PSA. I may throw like, versus the Saint. I don't know. I'm thinking about doing a video where I take all four for some testing. It won't be real testing. Not really. But throw all the same equipment on there. Shoot a bunch of drills and see what the times are like. See if they're that drastic. The answer is going to be they're not going to be. But I think that's going to be a lot of fun. So Knight's Upper is inbound and you got duped. Probably. But that's okay. The scope's worth $3,000. The upper, I think, is worth about 20, doesn't even have a sand cutter bolt, or like 2200, but it's okay because I'm not using the scope for any work right now. I am going to use that upper for work. So, work stuff takes priority. Radian, no, they don't make a lot of guns. I've never, besides being at like shoots with Leupold or Radian, like years ago, I have never seen a Radian in the wild. There's a lot of guns kind of like that. There's like Salient is another, I was just looking at their website the other day. It was pretty funny. They have a bunch of airsoft stuff on their website, which is really interesting, and not like good airsoft stuff, like weird airsoft stuff. But anyway, so yeah, we'll mix some guns. I don't have a LaRue. That's a company you don't hear about a lot anymore. And, so we're going to have some fun with that. Please add the PSA. I actually don't have a PSA gun here, in the armory. That's a company gun. We've got two Springfield Saints, the M&P Sport. We've got Ballistic Advantage guns. We have a lot of budget-tiered rifles that are not, like, the big-name budget. Although the Sport 2, I think, is still a more popular rifle. ADM, yeah, I don't really hear about that much anymore. I sold that forever ago, the one that I had. So, You could shoot a $400 AR and outrun most people because training. Yes, yeah. So you're not wrong. Here's the problem, though. This rifle right here, this is a good example, actually. So this gun right here, this is the gun that I am using for, the budget night vision video. This is a full arrow gun. I have a YHM suppressor on here. I've got a primary arms optic, a hollow sun laser, which is not budget, a surefire light, which is pretty much a necessity based on my laser not having an illuminator. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, this gun, this $600 upper is not optimized for suppressed shooting at all. Even with the buffer tube and the spring all played with, this gun is still horribly, horribly overgassed. You'll see in the video. Just because you go buy a $400 AR from your big box, favorite big box store, Cabela's, Bass Pro, or whatever, does not mean that gun is going to function past a certain round count or even function that great to begin with. So yes, training at the end of the day is what matters. I mean, that we say that in every video, but to some extent, the training won't matter if your gear all of a sudden just fails and just dies and just doesn't work and just everything wears out, or it just blows up after 2,000 rounds or something crazy and catastrophic, right? You have to have gear to supplement the training to some extent. Like, there is a baseline of, like, I need to have some decent stuff. You know, I don't want a gun that's literally, you know, nothing was screwed together right. Screws are constantly falling out. My weapon light's falling off. My optic just came unzeroed. My suppressor just shot off the end because, you know, of a shoddy suppressor mount. Like, there is a baseline for gear if you want to have something you can use your training with. I mean, that's kind of how it is. So the argument of training always, you know, covers a multitude of sins, doesn't always work if you have a piece of crap. And that's something a lot of folks don't want to admit or they don't want to think about. But yes, there is some baseline, like bare minimum you need to do. And this gun is still going to work. I shot this out to 150 meters at night in poor lighting conditions. I had a lot of misses. I also had a decent amount of hits. This gun has been running, but I also know that this suppressor is beating this gun to crap, and I'm probably not going to be able to rely on this gun at a high round count just based on what's going on with it. And this gun wasn't optimized for suppressed use to begin with from the factory. So it's just stuff you have to understand. So let us talk about the new product. So chest rigs. Back when we released the Ready Rig, I talked a lot about chest rig stability, and one of the reasons I don't like larger chest rigs, at least historically, is they have a tiny little waist strap, or not a waist strap, back strap. They have a tiny little 3/4-inch strap that runs along the back here that is supposed to stabilize all the kit to you. And it can. It can do a decent job. Oftentimes, that little piece of strap is an afterthought in the design of the chest rig, because everyone does the same thing, right? 3/4 webbing, 2 buckles, done. And the problem with it is you don't have any stretch for breathability. The strap is usually hard to adjust. So if I put on my chest rig over a winter jacket, or I put on my chest rig over a plate carrier, or I put on my chest rig on a t-shirt, I now have to, like, take the whole thing off and pull a bunch of webbing and move things through tri-glides and, like, a bunch of crap and actually get it to fit. So after the Ready Rig came out, I kind of looked at larger chest rigs and I was like, I wonder if we can fabricate some sort of aftermarket modification to make chest rigs a little bit more comfortable. People can wear them a little tighter to the body so they don't slosh all around and move all around, and also make them quick adjust. So if I put it on over a flannel shirt, if I put it on over a t-shirt, if I put it on over my really expensive Chinese hoodie that was a Hypebeast drop for $300, I can quickly, like, adjust it and actually get my chest rig to fit properly. So this is a black one. Chad, can you hand me, I'll use the black one for now. There should be a multicam one behind one of those Mayflower chest rigs down there. Maybe on the one underneath that plate carrier, or that one. Is there one on there? No, I need a back strap. This is a black one. I did not plan. I mean, I was also, like, very much busy as I got into this. But basically what we designed is a backstrap replacement to any standard chest rig that runs 3/4 standard buckles. And if this has a tri-glide that is set up to adjust the length of the backstrap easily, you know, you just pop it around, pull this, move it to the end, tighten it down, loosen it. It's also 1.5-inch webbing, so it's more stable and more comfortable against your body, especially when it's tighter. And then you also have, there should also be one. I know I've got one down there on a multicam chest rig, like, attached. But then I also have elastic on each side where the buckle and the 2-to-1 reducer is. So I can have this really tight to my body You can see how much stretch I got here. I can still have some breathability. So I'm not like huffing and puffing, you know, doing my 200 meter, what do they call that drill? I've been doing it a little bit. Shoot, I can't remember what it's called. But if I'm shooting that drill, right, and I'm running 200 meters, it's actually a 300 meter movement. I can have my chest rig super tight, but I can still breathe by the time I get to the end. So this thing right here is an absolute, in my opinion, it makes chest rigs, standard chest rigs or larger chest rigs, a lot more capable. So this is an upgrade that's coming to our website. I think it's going to be around $25 that you can add to any chest rig out there, a D3 Micro, a D3 Big Boy, Mayflower chest rig, a Micro chest rig. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of excess webbing on it, and then you can play with that and run it. I've sent a few off to a big YouTuber. I won't say his name. And he's already given me some very positive feedback, and he's been using them, so that's pretty cool. But for the most part, we've just been doing internal testing, and it's been good to go. But what I want to show you guys is, this is the other benefit to the T-Rex Arms backstrap, right? And I know it's hard to see because it's black, but you couldn't find it? I'd say ask Drew where one is. I'll be done with it here in a second. So what we have here is the Mayflower chest rig. And let us say for a second that we want to put this on an AC1, which is how I've been running these quite a bit. Well, and the reason I talked earlier about, hey, you need Swift Clip buckle sizing is for this exact reason right here. I'm going to pull off the H harness. So I'm going to detach these four buckles, flip the AC1 around, pull the flap on the back of the Mayflower chest rig. They have that to like make it all comfortable against your skin, you know, all the good stuff. So I can have that like actually attaching to the Velcro on the chest rig. I'm going to buckle in. And now this is being suspended off of these two buckles on the AC1 and that little bit of Velcro on the front. Now the downside to this is my side, my wings, you know, my big pouches here, these are going to flop all over the place. So I'm going to have to retain these to my body somehow. So what I like to do is take the T-Rex backstrap. And this only works, or I would say optimally, it works on a plate carrier that has a closable rear flap. If you do not have a closable rear flap, you're kind of, not entirely screwed, but you're kind of screwed. Just a little bit of being screwed. I'm going to run the back strap here. Oh, great. I have a multicam one, which is someone stored this improperly. I'll let y'all deal with this. All the excess is woven through something. So the back strap, the way I have it set up is I have the back flap closed up over the strap itself. This keeps it retained to my plate carrier. I'm going to perma attach one side of it, the top side, boom, right here. I'm going to leave this other side open to actually attach it when I put the plate carrier on. We'll actually do that. I'm done. You just leave that there. Yeah. That's the hard part. I have to watch my microphone. I'm going to move it up super high. Plate carrier. You guys are like, I have a microphone. Is it there? Yeah. All right. Cummerbund comes around, fastens underneath the Mayflower chest rig. And you have to do a little bit of sizing. But I'm going to grab the buckle, the backstrap buckle, which is right here. And I'm going to clip that in to the top buckle on the Mayflower chest rig. So what that does, as you can see, is it's pulling the sides of my chest rig nice and tight into my body and keeps the chest rig there attached to me. And because I have that stretch on either side of the back strap right here, I now have, because I had this on another adapter from another company, it didn't have stretch. And I'm relying off of the stretch of my elastic cummerbund to give me breathability with the plate carrier. But because I had a hard strap, it was nylon that was unelastic, you know, unstretchy, the issue I ran into was that basically negated the elastic breathability of my plate carrier. And I had that tightened down all the way so this wouldn't flop around, but then I couldn't breathe very well because I had that non-stretching material negating the stretching material underneath. But because I have stretchy cummerbund for plate carrier, and now I have a little bit of stretch for the back strap, I can have both of these nice and tight, and if I go run a sprint, I can still breathe. Which is, breathing's, I think we can all agree, I'm sure we have different political leanings and, you know, how far we should see the government or shouldn't, but we can all agree that breathing is important. So, backstrap, cool little invention that we came up with. If you like it, cool. If you don't like it, fine. They're very inexpensive. As you can see, they come with a lot of excess material. So depending on how large you might be, or depending on what you're doing, you'll be good to go. This is dropping hopefully next week. Like I said, anything's possible, could prevent us from being able to do that, but it should be next week, $20-$25, and you can add it to any existing chest rig and you're good to go. Or use it on a plate carrier like this. Questions? Pull the phone up. Breathing is a left wing plot. You're not wrong. Breathing is pretty boring. This is not. Excellent. So, it sounds like people are having a military debate in here. Nice. So those are always the best. So I'm scrolling up, trying to find some questions about some of this product, like some specifics, and you know, things like that. Look, we can stop saying, let's go, Brandon. Someone just filled me in on what that means. It's not funny anymore. I mean, it kind of is, but it's not funny anymore once you've heard it like 1,000 times. Kind of like, do you know the way? Like, that's not funny anymore. I still think it's funny, but it's actually not funny anymore. So, T-Rex Dangler. At this time, there's no plans for a T-Rex Dangler. There's already a bunch of really good ones out there. The Spiritus one is probably the best one out there. The Sack Pouch, I've still got a bunch of them. Use them from time to time. I also have some from Sword USA. They make a little mini one that's really nice. There's also Tier Tactical makes a similar one. Everyone makes a dangler now. I don't think we're going to do that. Why not add 2 straps? You can. 2 straps can make it a little more stable, but we're also working on another thing that maybe helps with that too. But you could add another strap here, and that would help bring this in even more. But 1 strap is enough for most stuff, is what I've found. How do yote bags? Oh, that's the other product. They look great under night vision. They're awesome. The two-tone, what's really fun about the two-tone, high contrast. So what they're talking about is this guy. We just released these yesterday as well. This is the Eagle, T-Rex exclusive Eagle Yote Pack. This is not to be confused with a 3-day assault pack. This is not a sustainment pack. This is simply, I guess, a capability pack. What this does is this gives you the ability to have a helmet and night vision and other accessories, other gear. I have rifle mags in here and all sorts of other stuff. And I can wear this on the back of a plate carrier, either with the Molly, if I want to be all like old school and traditional, or I can simply wear these straps over top of my carrier and then run the chest, chest piece in the front to keep the pack from coming off. So I can run around and do all my rubbish and do my thing. The interesting thing with these though, this is what is really fun. This is high contrast in the visible light spectrum, right? We've got black loop, we've got green material. It looks sick, right? Well, under night vision, black loop is practically invisible. And this gray material, which is also IR reducing, is also sort of invisible. It's in the pale spectrum. It's not high contrast black. It's not super light and pale and reflective. It's in the middle. So even the two-tone look of this bag is still neutral under night vision, which is pretty rad. But that was a concern that I had of like two-tone. Even here, this high contrast black shape right here under night vision blends with the Ranger Green. Loop material is pretty good under night vision. There are a few materials out there, Hypalon, Hank material, which is pretty bad, especially the Ranger Green and the black. I think the Coyote's okay. So it is interesting to look at different materials under night vision and see like what's good and what's not. On our slings, the black binding along the edge is pretty high contrast under night vision. So if you're super concerned about night vision, get the full multicam sling. It's a multicam binding down the sides, multicam through the center, and it's super IR reducing and it's good to go. It's multicam material. I mean, that's what it's made for. So Eagle Pack, this is another reason why. Slick plate carrier, boom, nothing on my back. If I wanna run more stuffs, this is what I was using last night a little bit. So now I have all my stuff. So I have my, how much was it? $500. And this was plate carriers, $500 or under $600, $590. And then this is $220. So that's $1,300 for a bunch of different options. What's going on here? It's not bad. It's not bad. All American made, you know? Which I know people were like, oh, shoot, a bag is $200. I'm like, yeah, it's American made, a tactical bag. Like you're not gonna find them for a whole lot cheaper. So plate carrier comes off relatively easily. Watch my microphone. And we are set. Now that the hardest part is getting this to like stand up straight. Oh, there we go. First try. All right, questions. Questions. Little gear demo, little explanation. $3,000 kit that does not include the backpack, although I think with the backpack it is right at about $3,000, but it really depends on what you do and where you go with stuff. All the stuffs can be ran. Yes, they can. AAA Surefire light. Yeah, they got the Surefire Mini. That one's kind of weird. They have a, I think it's a double AA Surefire. It's only like 200 lumens, but they made that for logistical reasons in countries where you only ever have AAs. I've been wanting to get one. It's super long, but here's the Surefire Mini. Kind of cool for a very specific purpose. I know a lot of people are making fun of it. I made fun of it, but hey, if you need a little light like this, is like the smallest little rifle light, you can really, I know, again, it's black. Hey, let me watch me hold this against this. Oh, actually, that actually looks pretty good. I'm going to hold it up against over there. Now you can't see it, but a little Surefire Mini, it's like 400 lumens. It actually, I don't think it's a AAA. It's a rechargeable weird. Maybe it is a AAA. It is a AAA. Oh, look at that. You'll want to run a lithium though, not an alkaline. This is some sort of rechargeable, like special fancy battery that they included. Kind of cool. A little expensive though for, it's expensive for the lumens you get, but it is small. Smaller things are usually more expensive. Can we see the Haley chest rig with an AC1? We've done it. There's photos. Hand me that Arid. I do have one already set up. It just takes time, but we do have one. So what does a Slickster look like under odds? Don't know. I don't have, I think I do have a current Slickster somewhere. But we can, now everyone's like, what about this gear under nods? What about this? What about Tigris? That's a good question. What about those materials? So we're hoping, this is a goal for next year. You know, I like to spill the beans of what we're trying to do. You know, I'll tell you all of our operations. I'm hoping to have photos on every product page, or at least all the mostly nylon products, of a photo of said product under night vision with different lighting conditions. Moonlight, IR light, ambient light. Reflectivity, angles, and have a little slide of like, here it is under night vision compared to, you know, a multicam top, you know, something that's, you know, people know is very IR reducing, so they can kind of see the difference between it. That was something we were thinking of this month, like, man, it'd be really cool to actually have that on every product page, and we have the capability to take the photos, let's go ahead and do that. So next year, possibly, maybe we'll get a few of them done maybe this year, do a test page for the AC1. And show different colors too of like the bags or the plate carriers and the pouches and be like, oh yeah, the multicam one's better and the, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So that's something I would like to do for our companies, have a photo of every product under night vision. So you guys can, if you don't own nods, you can at least kind of understand what's going on. And that would be pretty cool. Don't know of any other companies that are doing that. So any job openings? All the time. To some extent. Sternum strap. Thank you. It's a chest piece is what it is. So yeah, so we have an AC1 here with the Haley Micro. I actually really like it. There's a couple reasons I really like it. It has Kydex inserts, which are very effective compared to just relying on motherless goat versus just relying on elastic. Two little pouches on the sides and then a GP pouch in the front. And as you can see, attaches to the Swift Clip chasm buckles up on the top, Velcros. I would still run, and that's how I have it set up here, a back strap across the sides because I don't like placards. Like, I'm going to tell you guys right now, like, I'm done running placards on plate carriers, just like sitting out here where they can be bumped and the Velcro can peel constantly. Like, I want some extra retaining, like, feature on the sides or on the bottom of said placard to keep it from moving and flipping up. Like, I'm done. It's super annoying to me. Right? Like, why do we have to rely on just Velcro and two buckles? Right? And then gravity and science. So I want more than that to actually secure these. So there's an Arid one, Arid Micro, pretty rad little setup right there. So, what rifle rig could I make with $12,000? So that is a great question. At that amount of money, there's a lot you could do. The night vision loadout that I'm using for this video is right under $8,000. And I know that doesn't sound budget at all, but if you build it out slowly, it's very attainable. I know a lot of people with a simple PBS-14, people that don't make a lot of money, but they buy stuff slowly over the course of 8 years. And so they do a little bit here and there. And then once they're done, they have a night vision loadout set up. You really just have to budget things and how much money you want to spend every year, and then training, all that good stuff. And then how many Monsters you drink, and how much stuff you buy at the gas station, and do you smoke, and you know, all that good stuff. How much Netflix do you buy, and how much, do you buy Netflix in quantity? No, you don't. You could buy movies in quantity on Amazon. Don't do that. That's a waste of money. So.
$27 a day.
What?
$27 a day is $10,000 a year.
Charles, with the financial wisdom, if you save $27 a day, is $10,000 a year?
Yeah. Roughly.
Of which the government will then come in and take their 38% or whatever it is. So, anyway, so, but $12,000. What I'd like to do, in the same vein as this rifle right here, see all the little orange stickers? I have price points laid out on this rifle. And I'm hoping with our loadouts page in the future, again, this is all like, we have to prioritize projects and triage and all that good stuff, but I would love to show loadouts of certain values and kind of show people what they can get with what kind of money, you know, like 10 grand, 5 grand, 3 grand, 2 grand. Like there is a loadout, a particular loadout you can do for 2 grand with a rifle and some stuff, but more on that later. But 3 grand is kind of where it's like, all right, I have some extra capability. I can kind of scale my gear a little bit depending on what I'm doing. I have some extra support stuff to go with it. My rifle's got a little bit of extra, you know, a little extra stuff going on with it. So I do want to get into that next year. I think next year is going to be a real big year for that for us, is showing those different price points. But yeah, as soon as you go 10 up, it could be a SCAR. You could have nods in there. You could have like, then the sky's the limit. And it just comes down to what do you want in a loadout? What do you want in a rifle? Does your loadout consist of 3 different rifles, a close range, a mid range, and a long range? Does your loadout only consist of 1 do it all rifle, which doesn't exist? Does it consist of a submachine gun and then a mid range rifle? Or does it consist of 3 Glocks that all have gold barrels and full auto triggers from a certain company? What is your loadout actually going to consist of? But hopefully we can get some people to, you know, think about it and see some visualizations of money and what that kind of looks like. Because I do think there's some misconceptions of, you know, they see a full loadout and they're like, oh, that's like $50,000. And it's like, no, it's like 12. You could have this after 5 years or, you know, 3 years of budgeting and upgrading slowly as you go, as many of us do. I mean, I started out with a DPMS AR, a 22 conversion bolt, no kit at all. Had a Bees Combat Systems Kryptek plate carrier back when that was a thing. That was my first plate carrier. It was like $160. And then I got a Team Wendy bump. That was my first helmet. It was a Team Wendy bump. I didn't do some other like jank thing. I went straight to a nice helmet because I knew if I want to put my night vision on something, I'm going to have a nice helmet. That was years ago, right? Like I didn't get all this overnight. It was 8 years of work. So what is a real good laser and flashlight you recommend for an M4? Well, it kind of depends on what you're trying to do. I'd say don't dabble with lasers until you need an IR laser, an infrared laser, for night vision. Until then, Surefire flashlight, Cloud Defensive, Mod Light, Arisaka, any of those like a Streamlight, any of those lights are going to be awesome on your rifle. You're good to go. And then laser, worry about that once you have night vision. Otherwise, just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about Viz lasers. Chest rig or plate carrier? I honestly, if you can, like I said earlier, you may not have been here, but I recommend chest rig first. But it really comes down to what your purposes are. Because I can get a chest rig and have some capability for $240, $220, even cheaper. I was looking on ATS's website yesterday. Their stuff's pretty cheap. It also isn't like the most high speed, but they've got some chest rigs on there for like $140, like 2 pouches, 4 mag pouches, done. You know, for $140. Like technically, you buy that, you go get your M&P Sport, you've got, you know, some capability right there, right? For not a lot of money. Plate carriers, you know, that's gonna minimum, I would do something like this with L210s, Hesco L210s. I'm looking at about $600. And I know this is where people chime in and go, oh, well, I bought so-and-so from this, you know, Chinese company with this steel armor that's gonna frag me in the throat the first time I get shot, and my chest rig is, you know, highly reflective under night vision and sucks and isn't designed well, and I paid $300 for it. Yes, you can do that. But again, going back to what is the bare minimum for your equipment? Like, equipment's only so good as long as it works. You know, you still need training to make it work, but there is such thing as a bare minimum. Now, it's hard to define that sometimes, but there is some logic you can apply to some of these things where it's just like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. So, moving on. Bolt guns. That's a whole other subject I don't get into. But I think for most people, they're not as practical as they once were. I think most citizens, I mean, let's take 2020 for an example. You should be making case studies of all the cities that had a peaceful activity. And you should see what kind of engagement distances there were. What was the threat like? What were the target identification concerns? What time were these things happening? Was it low light? Was it, you know, lots of ambient light? Was it artificial light? Did city power go out? You know, what distance were people clashing? We're talking 5 feet. A bolt gun, not great. Now, you could say, oh, well, I'm going to provide Overwatch and be on a roof. Okay, well, historically, based on 2020, what kind of sizes of crowds were there? How many threats or potential threats were there? Are we talking 2 people, like, you know, doing something? Or are we talking 30, you know, or 40? A bolt gun, I'm sure some super champion PRS shooters will, you know, say, oh, no, you can shoot a bolt gun really fast. Still not as fast as a gas gun. If you're shooting a gas gun inside of 200 meters urban setting, I don't see a lot of reason. And I have this conversation with a lot of LE guys. Like, why do you still have bolt guns? What are they for? Why not just run a gas gun? What about this? And they have different threats that they have to deal with. And a lot of them still run bolt guns. But for the concerned citizen, you know, who doesn't have a whole lot of time to go out there and train on a bolt gun and shoot 338 Lapua or something expensive, I would recommend you stick to a gas gun. You have the ability to shoot as fast as you can pull the trigger for various reasons. So just look at past stuff that has happened, especially here in our country or even foreign, and see if where a bolt gun or a 6.5 Creedmoor or a DMR or fill in the blank, where that would fit into that particular scenario. Because it's possible it doesn't for what you're trying to do and where you live. Hope that makes sense. It depends. Yes. But you can also do a little bit of research and figure some stuff out. So, depends on your mission. Exactly. I don't own a bolt gun. I don't own a single bolt gun. Not right now. I would like to get into some of that next year. I also said that this last year. And then things happened, so I don't know. But I'd like to get a bolt gun to play with. But I'm running gas guns. I've got 2 RSASs I'm very happy with. I've got a SCAR and some other crap. And I want to get a 6.5 at some point that's a gas gun. Like, gas guns for now. I would like to get a bolt gun at some point. But it is something you need to think about. EOTech Voodoo 1-6, a solid choice. Honestly, you can get them a little cheaper than the 1-8. The 1-8 is a superior optic. I like the 1-8 a lot. We'll get into PRS. I shoot 1 to 2 matches a year, so the answer is probably not. It looks fun, but I would want to train on long range and precision for probably a year before even trying to go out and do that. But we'll see. I don't know. LBT, they make some really good stuff. I'll tell you all this. There are a handful of companies out there whose primary customer is the government. Their primary customer is the military. And I'm going to tell you all, not a dirty little secret, but how the purchasing works in the government. If you are selling to the government, it is illegal to sell to civilians at a lower rate or law enforcement. The sale price that you quote the government is the price you have to quote to everyone. So if the FBI comes to T-Rex Arms and goes, we want AC-1s. I can't be like, you're the FBI. You got a lot of money. $400 an AC-1. That would be illegal because I'm selling them for $190 to civilians. So what a lot of companies out there do who deal directly to the government, they just set their prices high from the beginning. You know, so you're paying for a $500 plate carrier, you're paying $500. When in reality, on the commercial market, it's really only worth about $250. But they're selling it at $500. And they're selling it to civilians at $500 because that's what they sell to the government for. And there's a handful of these companies out there. You'll go to their website. You'll look at their products. Like, there's a company. I'll say who it is. You can go to their website. SNS Precision. They have a double pistol mag pouch that's $130. It's $130 for one double pistol pouch. The going rate for a double pistol pouch on the commercial market, civilian, law enforcement, whatever, it's like $30 for a double. It was I read through the description. I was like, surely they've got some like fancy material, or it has like a bullet reloading factory inside of it, or it weighs nothing, or it's waterproof, or it makes you fly, or something, a rain dispenser. Like, it's surely it's got something in here that makes it better for $130. Nothing. It's just like waterproof material, and it has bungees for mags. That's it. But they could sell it to the government for that. And it means I have to spend that much when I go there to buy it as well. So there's a lot of these companies who just, they focus on the government so much, they just set their prices up here. And if you're willing to pay for it, you're willing to pay for it. And I would venture to say LBT happens to be one of those companies. They've got chest rigs that are $460, where I can go buy this for $250. right? Where that chest rig, like I understand labor and manufacturing and all that stuff, like that's probably a $300 chest rig, not a $480 chest rig, but they're selling it to the government for $480. So just, you know, the more you know, it's really interesting. So makes you fly. Yeah. Capitalism, exploitation. I mean, yes and no. I mean, they're more than free to set whatever price on product they want. I mean, I'm not going there and buying it. You know, I looked at LBT's site. I wanted their chest rig for a Tarkov video, and I saw how much it costs, and I was like, ooh, like, that's a lot of money for that. I'll worry about that later. I'll try to get one used. I'm not going to buy that. So, like, that's on LBT. If they want to sell it for $460, $480, that's on them. They can decide to do that. I could have put whatever price point I want on that plate carrier. I could have said $500. Most of you wouldn't have bought it because it's not worth that. It's not worth $500. So, yeah, it's capitalism, and it can go both ways, you know, over under, overcooked to undercooked, straight to jail. So the SNS Precision pistol pouch, though, like really cracked me up that night that I saw it. Just a few days ago. So when you see companies, there's a handful of companies that do this. You'll see big difference in price. And that's their primary customer. Commercial, government. Commercial, government. Will you make Glock placards? Oh, like a submachine gun placard? There's one. Okay, if you absolutely need one, there's already a company that makes one. Whiskey Tango 2-4. Wait, Whiskey 2-4. WTFidea.com, I think is the website. They have a bunch of little turnover style. It's just, they're like shingles, right? Only our shingle has side wings. They have one that holds six MP5 magazines or submachine gun mags. I bought one of those. It works. I've got one of those on my AC1 for the MP5 SD. I can run six MP5 mags, six times 30. Do the math. I was homeschooled, so don't know. But you're good to go. So, L3 Harris. Yeah, potentially another example. Get with the training videos. Well, thank you. The night vision video, a lot of our videos you're going to notice over the next year are transforming quite a bit. I was watching some old content a little while ago of some of our older stuff, and there was a lot of really high speed, fancy, like cool stuff, right? A lot of our content is transitioning more to if we're filming a drill or a standard or a demo of something, we're trying to explain more what's actually happening. Because that really fast B-roll, you know, it jacks you up and it inspires you to train. So it does have some benefit there, but it's lacking a lot of what it could have. So a lot of our videos are a little bit longer now, which people have remarked on. Like this night vision video is probably going to be about half an hour. Because I talk through white light standards, night vision standards, a demo under a PVS-14, identifying different colors and spectrums of light at distance, shooting at distance. I mean, there's a lot of data and like info in there that's not just strictly high speed, like blazing and running and gunning. Like that era is, I don't want to say it's over, but it's improving. So it might mean our videos don't get as many views. I understand that. We may not get as many hundreds of thousands of views of like, oh, look at this fast high speed shooting and stuff. But this content is more beneficial. And that's something we have to balance. Like, hey, do we want to create a video that's, you know, super clickbaity that gets a million views, which potentially gets a lot more people into guns? Or do we just want to create a video with a lot of meat in it and vegetables in it, but is really only going to be viewed by, you know, 400,000 people or like 400,000 views, which is like 280,000 people. So that's the constant like balance and struggle, right? But I'm just constantly like, no, I just want to talk about the info and the stuff. And I want to show demos and I want to show drills and I want to explain them. It's not super cool. It's not super fun, but it's what people need. So, you've probably seen it already. Our content's changed a little bit the past year or two, compared to 2018, 2019, all the high speed stuff. And, it's just how it is. We'll still do cool stuff. Don't worry. We did some cool stuff last night, but not the priority's different. Let's put it that way. Longer format. I don't like longer format. It's just hard to do longer format when you're trying to cover like all this stuff. I mean, this is an hour, right, for a live stream. Mix of both is healthy. I agree. We mixed way more of the high speed cool stuff back in the day. It was like 2/3 that, 1/3 beneficial. We're trying to go more 2/3 beneficial, 1/3 fast is about what we're trying to do right now. Kind of flip flop it. So that's what we're trying to do. Mantis Systems. Yes, Mantis sent me. They're very kind. They sent me, I don't have one right here. I should show that on another stream at some point. The Mantis Blackbeard laser training system. It's probably the best rifle dry fire laser system that I have played with. I've played with the CERT, played with a couple others. This one drops right into where the bolt normally goes, and the magazine acts as the battery for the system. You can reset the trigger, any aftermarket or mil-spec trigger, at least the ones that I tested, Geissele and mil-spec and ALG and all that good stuff. And every time you press the trigger, you will get a flash of a red or green laser or IR. They have an IR option, which is interesting. You will see a flash of laser on the wall, but it's not constant, and that's great. You literally only get a flash of it to see where your hit is. So then you can dismount the gun. You can, you know, have your little piece of tape at 10 yards, come up, check your height over bore, press the trigger, and you can see where you hit for a split second. It's not necessarily really good for rapid fire because you don't have, you know, recoil with the weapon, but you can see, you know, height over bore demonstration, or shooting on the move, or even hip firing, seeing like, what can I get away with from down here if I'm shooting from here? It's a pretty cool little system, and it comes in at like $220. When I played with it, I had people around here guess. I was like, how much do you think this thing costs? And they were like $350, $400, and I thought it'd be like $350. When I looked it up, $220. It's like $220 to $260 based on the type of laser, and that's the Blackbeard system. Our lights are all going off. That's their way of telling me it's time to go. Just kidding. So, yeah, I walked into a pole. Yeah, under nods. Yeah, I had my PVS 14 on, and that whole thing just went, pfft. No. So anyway, we'll be running around in the woods with PVS 14s tonight, though. Use night vision worth the purchase? Yes, it is worth the purchase, provided you get good pictures through the tubes, you do your due diligence, you look through them, all that good stuff. Before I go, I want to remind you guys, some of y'all weren't here at the beginning. Next week, we talked about this at the beginning of the video. Next week, we are releasing a way of saving money if you are trying to upgrade and build out a rifle. We've been listening to the pleas and the complaints of people who are on a budget, who want to have grade A equipment on their gun, but they can't because it's too expensive. So they go out and they buy like other items from other companies, you know, that maybe potentially blow up and whatnot. And we had a conversation recently and we said, hey, well, let's figure out a way to bundle all the nice products that we recommend to people that we all use, that we really like, and create a way to save people money based on some of the map, minimize advertised pricing and all that stuff, and then our own price breaks that we get and whatnot. So what we've come up with, and this is launching next week, get on the newsletter. This is only going to newsletter people, is a rifle upgrade kit for $490 that gives you a Surefire, a Radiant, a Sling, a two QD swivels, a rear QD thing for your budget rifle that doesn't include one because most of them don't. A rail section, a light bar, just a bunch of stuff, and saves you $100 if you were to go out and buy all this on its own. So while supplies last, that's popping out next week through the newsletter. So you have to be signed up. You can sign up on our website, like directly, like on the front page of the website, put in your email, and watch for that Tuesday or I think Wednesday, something like that. But hopefully this is something we can also provide long-term for people. So if you go and buy an M&P Sport with a M-Lock handguard, or some other budget gun like the Springfield Saint, you can just be like, buy that gun for $700, go buy the upgrade kit, you're done, you're set. You've got all the good stuff. You don't have to worry about like, oh, what sling do I get? Oh, what QD swivel? Like, oh, what's, because it gets confusing, right? We're bundling it all together to make it a little bit easier and save you guys some money. So with all that said, guys, I hope this was interesting. Glad I was able to answer a few of your questions. I think Isaac's going to be doing a live stream next week on mapping tools and some other stuff like that, or some low light stuff. I'm not sure. So he'll be back next week, and it's been fun. Train hard, and I'll see you next time.